Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Yeah, welcome back. It is 6:53. Kildare has the third highest GDP per head in the country and plays host to some of the state's more important companies, including Intel and Hewlett Packard. It's also the home of horse breeding and the Punchestown Racing Festival, which starts this week. But do these sporting events make any difference to the local economy? And how do counties generate an economic identity distinct from the national one? Áine Mangan is from Into Kildare, and she joins us now. Good morning, Áine.
Good morning, Joe.
So, a record 136,000 people came to the Punchestown Festival last year, but most of the money spent would have been on the course itself, I suspect, and not elsewhere in the county. Would that be fair?
Well, I was talking to the chairman, David Mungie, yesterday, and we're actually expecting over 140,000 guests this year. But an independent study by Maynooth University recently, or a few, couple of years ago, showed it had an economic impact of 60 million, and 25 of that was across the wider county.
Okay, so some people, what, staying in hotels and spending in restaurants that isn't spent on the course?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hotel stays, restaurants, cafes, transport providers, attractions. So right throughout the county. So it's really huge for County Kildare, and we're very proud that it's starting this week and excited about that.
Now, do these big sporting events make a notable difference to the county of Kildare?
Absolutely. I do a lot of shows with Tourism Ireland, promoting Ireland abroad, but obviously I'm biased towards Kildare. Mm. And we've three race courses. So we've got the, obviously, Punchestown this week, and then we've the Dubai Duty Free Irish Derby, and we've also Naas race course as well. So we're very fortunate to have race courses and also great, well, we're known as a thoroughbred country and the horse country. So, you know, we're very lucky with what we have in County Kildare.
So you have the National Stud, you've got Newbridge Silverware.
Absolutely.
I mentioned Intel, Hewlett Packard. I know Boston Scientific are there. So it is.
And Mondello also is another racetrack, but
absolutely
a different type.
And
that
we've had
as
them
well
on the show as well, and they're a very big draw for the county. Is Kildare seen as a cheaper alternative to the capital city?
To be honest with you, when I'm promoting County Kildare, I actually promote the location. You can have a great country escape, great value for money. I mean, we've fabulous hotels, you know, with the K Club, Fairmont Carton House, but everything from B&Bs to all accommodation providers. And yet we're only 40 minutes off peak, obviously, to Dublin City Centre and Dublin International Airport. So I believe we've got a great location. Obviously, it's a challenge. We'd love to turn more day visitors into overnight visitors. But that's the way I look at it at the moment. And really, abroad, we're very successful in bringing people because of that reason.
And do you get offended when people describe Kildare as a spillover county?
Not at all, not at all. I have a thick skin. I'm from Rathangan here in Kildare. But I'm very proud. I've been working with Into Kildare for over 10 years now, and I can see tourism increase year on year.
No, but I'm talking about the fact that huge numbers of dubs who live in Kildare but work in Dublin and earn their money in Dublin are there because it is a more affordable county than the city itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no denying that. But it's great that they also, visit all the attractions. So there are tourists in their own county now. I mean, it's their adopted county, I presume, but they obviously have a great spend too throughout the county.
Okay. Any differences that you've noticed in spending patterns since this Iran crisis started, and fuel prices went mad?
I mean, obviously, it's a challenge for the whole industry, but there will be a lot more staycations. We just had Paul O'Connell as our guest speaker at our AGM last week. And, you know, it's how we look at the positives. We're a resilient industry. We've gone through a lot in the past years, as you know. And we'll keep just out there spreading the word and inviting people to the county.
And are you going to the Punchestown Festival this week?
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to it. It's great to connect with everybody and also welcome visitors to it.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Áine. That's Áine Mangan from Into Kildare.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.